I'm Donna Peterson, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. After Peter and John were arrested by the Sanhedrin for preaching and healing in the temple at Jerusalem, they were brought to trial and commanded that no one speak in the name of Jesus and were released. Peter and John returned to the gathering of believers and told them about what had happened. Acts 4:23-31. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. "Sovereign Lord," they said, "you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through your holy servant Jesus." After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. The believers gathered together and prayed with boldness, reminding God and themselves of what he had done in the past and asking him to continue to give opportunity to speak his name boldly in the future. And because of that, the room was shaking. As the prayer leader for our senior adult ministries, we have witnessed the power of boldly praying. We have seen healings, doors opening, people coming to know Christ as Savior. And we continue to pray for miracles of guidance, healing, wisdom, faith. And we always praise God when we see His answers, sometimes astonished at how He has worked through us and others to accomplish His agenda on earth. Recently, I have been in a season where God is asking me to trust Him and wait. Last time I got this message was in 2012, and the Lord took me through 5 years of taking things away from me. There were several deaths, forced sale of my house, repossession of both of my cars, a move from Florida to New Jersey, and an almost year-long health crisis with my husband ending in a liver transplant. I don't want to go through this kind of experience again. However, I am fully trusting that God has my best interest at heart, and whatever the next step in my life will be, God is in control. The apostles and those gathered in the house prayed boldly that the name of Jesus would be proclaimed in Jerusalem and into the whole world. They could never have imagined how that prayer would be answered. Over 2,000 years later, we are still proclaiming the name of Jesus in places that his name has never been heard before. May we boldly pray as they did that Jesus' name would continue to be proclaimed in the world. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.